Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sukkah Daf Nun. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur from the beginning of the fifth perek, which you'll find on the bottom of Daf Nun Omid Aleph, the Mishnah. The Mishnah opens with that which was mentioned at the beginning of the fourth perek, where the Mishnah there listed off a series of mitzvahs that are related to Sukkos, and the length of time for each mitzvah, length of time in terms of days, how many days is it applicable. So this Mishnah opens up with the reference to the flute, the hecholil, chamisha v'shisha. The cholil could be of over 5 days or 6 days. Now, what chalil, what flute are you talking about? Zehu hechalil shel beis hashoeva. This is a reference to the flute that was played during the festivities of beis hashoeva. This was practically a week of festivities that surrounded the drawing of the water for the water libation that was unique to the holiday of Sukkot. Now, this instrument playing was done in the Beis HaMikdash. She'eino doiche loy es HaShabbos velo es Yom Tov. It won't be done on Shabbos, even though the water libation is done on the Mizbeach. The musical aspect of it is not going to be on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. Rather, only on Chol HaMoed, which does not involve the Shabbos that falls out during Chol HaMoed. So, as a result of this, if Shabbos, let us say, is the first day of Yom Tov, so there's a common expression, maybe it's not so nice over here, but it's you kill two birds with one stone, so that Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide, that leaves free, we'll say, the rest of Sukkot, which will be then 6 days, 6 weekdays, for the playing of the flute. However, if Shabbos and Yom Tov don't coincide, so the first day of Sukkot, that's day one, you're not going to play the flute, and then during Chol HaMoed, Shabbos falls out, you're not going to play it then either, so then you're left with 5 Sukkot days for this playing. The Gemara on Omid Beis, top of Omid Beis, the Gemara opens up with the as many Gemaras open up, the issue is how to read a word in the Mishnah. The way our Mishnah is printed is Beis HaShoeva. However, there were other versions. Itmar, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Arina, 2 Amoraim, Chad Toni Shoeva. One teaches the Mishnah as we have the version, the Beis HaShoeva, literally the house of drawing of water. V'Chad Toni Chashuva, important. Omer Marzutra, Mandatoni Shoeva, Lo Mishtabesh, the one who teaches with that version is not in error. Umandatoni Chashuva, Lo Mishtabesh, and the one who uses that expression is not in error. Mandatoni Shoeva, Lo Mishtabesh, he who teaches the Simcha of drawing is not in error. Dechtiv, the pasuk says, Usha'avtem, Mayim Besoson. The word Shavtem has to do with drawing water. Besoson, enjoy. A reference to, for our purposes, of course, a reference to the drawing of the water for the water libations, which is accompanied with Soson, with happiness. Uman Detoni Chashuva lo Mishtabesh. If you have as your version of the Mishnah the word chashuva, you are not in error. The Omar Rav Nachman, mitzvah chashuva hi uba'a misheshis yemei breshis. This is an important mitzvah whose roots are in the 6 days of creation. And Rashi explains that the reference to the 6 days of creation is a reference to that which we already learned on Daf Mem Tes Omid Aleph, that the hole in the ground under the Mizbeach, into which the water libation eventually flowed, the shisin, as they were referred to, were created, according to those opinions mentioned there, were created on the 6 day, during the days of creation itself. It's part of the creation of the world. Hence, it gains us an added level of importance. Beis HaChashuva. Before we continue with the Gemara, let us say at the outset that we have in front of us a very long sugya, relatively speaking. The whole discussion will take you to the Mishnah on the bottom part of Nun Aleph Omen Aleph. And even though we're in the context of the Daf Yomi, which would indicate we should probably end the shir at the bottom of this Omid, create a sense of continuity and not break up a discussion in the middle, it will be necessary for us to continue till the Mishnah there at the lower part of Nun Aleph Omen Aleph. So we have an introduction on the side. We call this a Nosei Klali, a general topic heading, and we indicate it goes till Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, because you'll see the ideas that we're going to mention now will continue to the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, right before the Mishnah. The title, or the idea that runs through this sukkah, is Iker Shira Bepeh O Bekli. When we speak about Shira, Shira has to do with song, music, in the Beis HaMikdash context. Iker Shir, what is the main aspect of song? Is it vocal, bepeh, or is it instrumental, bekli? And the nafkamina, the point of difference in terms of halacha, what practical halachic value does this information have? Lidchos Shabbos, the ability to supersede Shabbos. That if we say that Iker Shira bepeh, so then the instrumental aspect becomes subsidiary, and it won't have sufficient import in order to supersede Shabbos. However, if you say that the main aspect of song is the instrumental, then we will see a possibility of the Shira, in the instrumental sense, superseding Shabbos and being played on Shabbos. The Nosei Mivneh heading that we have, the topic heading and structural note for the Gemara, is we've written as follows. Ba-Gemara Muvo Braisa. And the Gemara will open up with a Tanaic source. Shebo Yesh Machloikes Bekesher L'Chalil. There's a Tanaic controversy regarding flute playing. V'lo Ne'amar L'Gabi Eze Shir. And the source doesn't say which flute, the flute in which context. And in the source, it says Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds Doicha Shabbos, that the flute, we'll call it the vague flute for the time being, supersedes Shabbos. And the Chachamim say Af Yom Tov Eino Docha. They take another extreme. They say that this vague flute is not going to supersede even Yom Tov. Yom Tov, as everyone knows, is very similar to Shabbos. However, there are areas of leniency. For example, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So Yom Tov, which is slightly more lenient than Shabbos, this vague flute, according to Chomim, is not going to be docha even Yom Tov. So there is a machlokas tanoim. It's not clear over what, though. Before we go further, just for general edification, I have really wanted to mention this earlier, and that is regarding instrumental music. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Erechin, if I'm not mistaken, on Daf Yud in the Gemara, in the first parak of Maseches Erechin, which has a fairly detailed description of the different kinds of instruments and their numbers that appeared in the Beis HaMikdash. And for those who are interested in music in general, the Mishnah there might serve as a very interesting source of early symphonic music or orchestral music. And there are more details to how the instruments were played, closing notes of pieces, etc. There you can feast your eyes on that matter. Our introduction continues after having said that we have a brisa that talks about we call the vague flute and a machlokes tanoim, which we said was extreme, where Rabbi Yossi Bidu says this vague flute will supersede Shabbos, and the Chacham is saying it will not even be played on Yom Tov, or it will not be played even on Yom Tov. In the Gemara, you'll see Roman numerals 1 and 2. The Roman numeral 2 is found on Daf Nun Aleph from an Aleph. Shnei Gishos. There are two approaches to explaining this Tanaic source, Shel Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. The triangles will highlight their names, Rabbi Yosef, and if you have Nun Aleph from an Aleph in front of you, you'll see Rabbi Yosef, you'll see there Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. And out there, machloikis is lefarish be'ezu shir medubar she'olov cholkim babraisa. Which shir is spoken about is the topic of the machloikis tanoim. So as we, just to go over the structure of the Gemara, we open up with a Tanaic source, machloikis tanoim concerning vague flute. Two amoroyim, Rav Yosef or Mir B'Abba, argue as they themselves argue concerning the interpretation of the source. You'll see a double underline used that highlights the expressions machloikis and divrei hakol. In other words, the Tanaic source featured a machloikis, so the machloikis concerns what? So you'll see in the Gemara, for example, if you want to navigate immediately, or actually let's go on in our introduction, you'll see how we laid out the Gemara for you. According to Rav Yosef, he's Roman numeral number 1, the machlokes tanoim in the source concerning the chalil is Bashir Shel Korban. It's the music played as sacrifices were being offered. And divrei hakol, that means acceptance, unanimous agreement. There is agreement, Shel Shoyeva, Eino Doiche Shabbos. So to go over this point again, according to Rav Yosef, the machlokes tanoim concerns the shir shel korban. The machlokes tanoim concerning the playing of the flute concerns flute playing during sacrifice offering, and there is agreement amongst the tanoim regarding the music of the shoyeva that it's not doiche Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba says that the machloikis tanoim concerns the shir shel shoeva. So he takes a much more lenient approach that the instrumentalization, the flute playing during the shir shel shoeva is the machloikis, but when it comes to the sacrificial music, divrei hakol shir shel korban doiche. Everyone will agree that the korban shir is doche. Okay, so that's the superstructure of the Gemara, and if you look at your Gemara text before we go further, it's important to see the structure of the Gemara, where you can see the first triangle with Rav Yosef, and if you just go down a few lines, you will see a bracket starts, and this bracket is a very long bracket. The reason we have these brackets is revealed by Rashi on Daf Nun Aleph Omen Aleph. Immediately after the brackets, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba appears. Notice what Rashi says on Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. So if you see, if you're with us on Daf Nun Aleph Omen Aleph, about a third of the way down, there's a Rashi, Rav Yirmiyahu Omar. Now, notice the structural sensitivity of Rashi. Li'el koi. That means Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba's comment goes back. Now, we have markings, so it looks very obvious. But if you didn't have a mark Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba might appear simply as a continuation of the lines just before. So Rashi, in his structural genius, is making the point that Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba is not a reference to that which was stated just before. And that justifies our brackets, Rather, he goes back aplukta de Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbanon. He goes back to the machlokes. He's a reference back to the machlokes tanoim regarding the flute playing. What we called before the vague flute playing. Upolig ad Rav Yosef. And Rav Yirmiyahu Ba'abo is in opposition to Rav Yosef. Hence our markings. We called Rav Yosef Roman numeral number 1. And Rav Yirmiyahu Ba'abo, who argues with him, Roman numeral number 2. And if you're, as you are looking at your Gemara, you can see under Rav Yirmiyahu Ba'abo also the double underlining. He tells you what his position is on the Machlokes Tanoim regarding the Cholil, and what there is agreement on, Divrei HaKol, just a few lines later. So, hopefully we've laid out the superstructure of the Gemara in a successful fashion. And before we continue with any more introductory notes, the diamonds that are featured, first let us begin the Gemara in the text. So, Tanu Rabbanan. Hecholil doiche es haShabbos divrei Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. The cholil, the flute playing, supersedes even Shabbos. V'chachomim omrim af yom tov eino doche. The chachomim disagree and say that the flute playing will not supersede even yom tov. The source, as we said, says flute playing, but when? Which flute playing? And we presented already in our introduction there were two possibilities. There's flute playing during the water drawing ceremony, and there's flute playing while sacrifices are offered. Omar Rav Yosef, Machloikes Bashir Shel Korban. The Machloikes Tanoim revolves around flute playing during the offering of sacrifices. The Rav Yosi Sovar, Iker Shiro Bekli, Rav Yosi, who is lenient, he says that the main aspect of song, and we should point out, and Rashi tells you that song per se is based on the Torah, so there is a Doraisa requirement of shir. There's a Doraisa requirement of shir during sacrifices. The Rashi says specifically Korban Siburton Shir Min HaTorah. The public sacrifices require the playing of require song. The question is, what kind of song? So Rabbi Yossi says that the essential type of song is instrumental. The avodahi, the doiches haShabbos. Avoda means it's part of the avodas haKorbanos. It's part of the requirement of sacrificial offering. And sacrificial offering is done on Shabbos. You slaughter animals for the purpose of public sacrifices on Shabbos. So it's part of the entire sacrificial service. So naturally it is done on Shabbos. Rabbanan Savri, it's true that shir is part of sacrificial ceremony. However, Iker Shira V'Peh, it's the mainstay of song is vocal. The lav avodahi, and the playing of the instruments is not part of the avoda. V'eino doiche es haShabbos. And therefore, the instrumental aspect will not supersede Shabbos. Avol shir shel shoeva. However, the song accompanying the water drawing ceremony, divrei hakoyel simchahi. Everyone agrees it's just an element of extra joy. Rashi has a girsa simcha yisera, extra simcha. The eino doicha es haShabbos. It's not therefore going to override Shabbos. Shabbos and most likely Shabbos and Yontif. Let's skip the bracketed section, and as we said, very long brackets. We skip to Nun Aleph from an Aleph. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba'abba Omar, Machloikes, the Machloikes Tanoim in the Cholil source, the vague Cholil source. The machlokes, the controversy, is b'shir shel shoeva. It concerns the playing of the cholil during the water drawing. The Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Sovar, Simcha Yisera Nami Doiches HaShabbos. that too, adding to the simcha, adding to joy and festivity, is sufficient reason for superseding Shabbos. It should be pointed out, and it's a discussion in the Rishonim, the issue of the playing of the instrument is not an actual malacha, so don't be surprised. It's not an actual prohibited activity from a Torah standpoint. So don't be surprised that we say it's Doifah Shabbos. In general, instrumental music playing on Shabbos is prohibited because of a rabbinic fear, Gezeirah Shem Yitakin Klei Shir. Here we're dealing on the, we'll call it on the original level of things. Do we impose a rabbinic restriction or not? So Rabbi Yossi Rabbeinu says that we don't impose the rabbinic restriction in order to achieve Simcha Yisairah V'Rabbonon Savri. Simcha Yisera Eino Doiche Es Shabbos. The Rabbanon, on the other hand, will tell you that Simcha Yisera is not enough reason for allowing the flute playing on Shabbos for the Beis HaShoeva. Avol Bashir Shel Korban. However, when it comes to the song in the sacrificial context, Divrei Hakol Avodehi, everyone agrees, it's part of the avoda, it's part of the sacrificial offering, the docha es haShabbos, and therefore it will supersede Shabbos. Because by classifying it as avoda, you're putting it on the same level as the slaughtering of the sacrifice, the burning of the sacrifice. All of those are true malachos, and they are done on Shabbos, so the shir will also be docha Shabbos, including the playing of the instrument. We now go back to the Gemara on Nun Amud Beis. The bracketed section appears in front of us. Before we do the Gemara itself, just a word of structure, because in the bracketed section you'll see the use of several markings. Diamonds will appear and a bow tie shape will appear. So on the side of our Gemara, we continue with our note. You see where the diamond is featured? We read, Shlavim, the diamonds represent stages, Lahazbir, B'mai Komiflegi Rebbe, Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, B'inyan Klei Shoreis, Shason Mi'eitz. We have a Tanaic source that will be presented in the Gemara. The Gemara opens up with Rav Yosef asking, where do I know that their machlokes, the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is a machlokes concerning ikur shira b'peh or ikur shira b'kli? That's what Rav Yosef had, that's how he had described the machlokes tanoim in the vague flute source. So he will introduce another Tanaic source that speaks about service vessels, klei shoreis, made of wood. Can you make Beis HaMikdash service vessels out of wood? So we're going to see in the Gemara several approaches, I call them stages, in explaining that new machlokes tanoim. And we note, lo sim lev, gisha rishoina hi habosis lehesbera shel Rav Yosef. The first triangle will be Rav Yosef's use or explanation of the new source to justify his approach in explaining the machlokes tanoim regarding the cholil that we saw before. So, if we can say it in simplistic terms, Rav Yosef introduces a second Tanaic source to help justify his explanation of the first Tanaic source. However, as the Gemara unfolds, the Gemara will reject Rav Yosef's explanation. So Rav Yosef, he's left with his original explanation of the Cholil source, but to base it on the new Tanaic source involving service vessels made of wood, that the Gemara will say, sorry, Rav Yosef, you can't explain your position using that source, because as far as that source is concerned, the matters you said were a Tanaic controversy, in fact, are matters, are points of agreement. And you can see the bow tie shape highlights this. The bow tie shape highlights the Kuli Alma Ikur Shira whatever, bekli or bepeh, by saying agreement, that undoes Rav Yosef's approach. Rav Yosef's approach said that regarding Ikur Shira, there was no agreement. It was a machloikes. The Gemara, as we said at the rejection stage, will tell you no. The Kli Shore source that Rav Yosef wanted to say features a machloikes regarding Ikur Shira. No, everyone agrees regarding what is Ikur Shira. Simun zeh, we've written on the side, simun, this marking, this bow tie, v'samein shnei d'chiyos l'tshuvas Rav Yosef la she'ela mino amino de b'hochi pligi. These are two rejections, we'll say, of Rav Yosef's, his answer to the question that he raised, where do you know my explanation of the machlokes? I hope that we've made some sense in our introduction. If it seems a little abstract, that's also quite reasonable. Hopefully, as we go through the Gemara, it will become clearer. So now the brackets. Omer of Yosef, Mino Amino de Bahochi Pligi. From where do I know, where did I get the idea that the Tanoim in the Cholil source were arguing around the topic of Ikur Shira B'Peh or Ikur Shira B'Kli? Answer, and notice it's a long answer, Desanyo, there's another Tanaic source, which, by the way, features Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda in it. So it might be worth just reviewing what was Rabbi Yosef's take on Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So bear in mind, his take on Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda was that according to Rabbi Yossi, or that's Rabbi Yossi for Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda in short, according to him, Ikur Shira was Bekli. So what does the source say? Desanya. Kli shores she'ason shel eitz. Service vessels in the Beis HaMikdash that were made of wood. Wood as opposed to metal. Rabbi posel, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi says it's unfit. You cannot make service vessels out of wood. And Rabbi Yossi said, machshir, you're allowed to do that. We should note ahead of time that the Cholil in the Beis HaMikdash was wood-based. It was made of reed material, and that is said explicitly in the Mishnah and Erechin Daf Yud Omen Aleph. So what do we see in front of us? We have a Tanaic source in which there's an argument concerning the making of service vessels in the Beis HaMikdash. Out of what material? My laugh, the whole kamifligi, what must be? The following is the point of argument. Man de machshir, the opinion that says it's okay, and who is that? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Sovar, Ikur Shira Bekli. This is quite important. If you look at the arrows to the side, to the left-hand side, above, Rabbi Yossi said Ikur Shira Bekli, and here the man de machshir is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and he says Ikur Shira Bekli. So it's consistent. He, the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, must be of the opinion that Ikur Shira Bekli, the main aspect of Shira, is instrumental. And part of the instrumental was the flute, the alfinon. And we learn other service vessels. May abuva de Moshe. Abuva is the flutes. It's a reference to the same thing. Abuva. So don't get confused. We see cholil, abuva, same thing. And we'll learn from the flute of Moshe Rabbeinu. He made the original flute for the Mishkan, and it was of wood. It was reed material. It was wood eights. Well, since Ikur Shira Bekli, the mainstay of song is the instrument, specifically we'll say the flute, that makes the flute part of the sacrificial offer, this sacrificial service. And just like in the sacrificial service, you have receiving cups, you have knives, you have all kinds of instruments, utensils that are used, and they are called clay shores. For example, it's called the mizrak, the receptacle used for holding the blood. That's a clay shores. It's a surface vessel. so too the flute was a service vessel, because the mainstay of song was the instrumental aspect, and song is sanctioned by the Torah for sacrificial offering. So the instruments, the musical instruments, were no different than the receiving vessel for the blood. And the musical instruments were made of wood. We can therefore use that, learn from that, to other service vessels and have them also made of wood. It would be okay. Uman de posil. In this case, Rebbe said wood is unfit for service vessels. Sovar ikra shira bepeh. The mainstay of song is vocal. Therefore, we're not going to learn from the flute of Moshe. Flute, there was instrumental playing, yes, but that was only as a accompaniment to the mainstay of the song. So we cannot classify the musical instruments as avoda, as a mainstay of the sacrificial service. Therefore, other service vessels, cannot be derived from the flute of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, other service vessels cannot be made of wood. We said a lot there, but can we just zero in on the main point? We have a machlokas tanoim Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. What are they arguing about in Rebbe Yosef's eyes? They are arguing about ikur shira bepeh, ikur shira bekli. Therefore, I can explain, says Rabbi Yosef, the machlokas tanaim before, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and his opponent. Also, they were arguing, ikur shira bepeh, ikur shira bekli, loy. And now we have a rejection. Notice, very, very long rejection marking. This takes us to the bottom line. What the Gemara is going to be doing now is going to be spending all its time focusing on this source of Kli Shoresh Shason Shel Eitz, and basically we will derail Rav Yosef's explanation. So as far as the general scheme of things is concerned, Rav Yosef has his opinion, and he regarding the Cholil Machloikes, he tried to buttress his opinion by citing the Machlokas Tanoim in the Kli Shoresh source. We're going to remove that support. The Gemara continues. Loi. Lo is a rejection of what Rav Yosef's analysis of the Kli Shoresh source was. And he says, the Gemara says, Dekuli Almo Ikur Shira Bikli. There's agreement between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda regarding what the mainstay of Shira is. It is instrumental. So that's as far as instrumental issues surrounding sacrifices. There's no argument. What about the Kli Shoresh source? The Hacha in the Braisa concerning Kli Shoresh made of wood. Bedonin Efshir Mishi Efshir Komiflagi. The point of Machlokes is a point found in many areas of Shas, and that is, do I learn that which has multiple possibilities from that which does not? How do we apply that over here? When it comes to the flute, that's E-Efshar. That's the E-Efshar phrase here. E-Efshar means impossible. It's impossible to make the flute out of other materials. It just doesn't sound the same. And there's sources for that a wood flute is the sweetest sounding instrument. So the flute, granted it's a Kli Shoresh because everyone agrees Ikur Shira Bikli. Granted it's significant and it's the mainstay of the music, of the Korbanos, fine. Do we use the flute as a basis to learn other service vessels? Now, other service vessels obviously don't have to be made of wood. They could be made of gold, and that's certainly more honorable. And you're not going to detract one iota from the service involved using with regard to other service vessels in the Beis HaMikdash ritual. So the question is, do I use the flute, the Abuva de Moshe, as a basis for other clay shores? Let's continue. Man de machshir, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said other service vessels can be made of wood. Sovar, he learns, Donna and Efsher, you can learn other service vessels, which Efsher means are able to be made of other materials. Me, Shei Efsher, I'm going to learn their halacha from that which is impossible to be made of other materials, namely the Abu Shamosha, the flute that was made of wood. And the result of this is saying that the wood was made of wood, even though there it was impossible to be made of something else. Therefore, other service vessels, even though they could be made of other materials, they could be made of metal, precious metals, no, they can also be made of wood. Uman Tapasil, Rebbe, who says other service vessels cannot be made of wood, Savar Ein Donin, Efsher Mishi Efsher, you don't derive other service vessels, which are Efsher, which could be made of other materials, from that which is impossible, the Choliol, the Abu Shamoshe, the flute, which had to be made of wood. So other service vessels which have more possibilities, including precious metals, I'm not going to allow them to be made of the cheap wood material just because the flute was made of the cheap wood material. The flute had to be made. That was Efsher to be made of some other material. It had to be made of wood. Other service vessels, they can be made of precious materials and not detract from the Beis HaMikdash service whatsoever. Therefore, Rebbe will tell you, you cannot make them of wood. The E Boyesemo, another approach, as far as the Kli Shores source is concerned, Rebbe and Rebbe Yosuda, the Kuli Almo Iker Shira Bepeh. The mainstay of song is the vocal. The instrumental is subsidiary. And I'm not going to learn from the Cholil, which was made of wood, to other service vessels. In the case of the flute, it was a totally subsidiary element. Other service vessels are main aspects. Therefore, I'm not going to learn from that which is subsidiary to other aspects, to those that are central. Rashi adds here something that you don't see in the words of the Gemara, but Rashi adds as follows. Even if you say, Iker Shira Bekli, that means, even if you adopt the approach in the first bow tie, still, the Ein Donin Efsher Mishi Efsher. Still, at this point, we're going to say there's agreement on this way of learning things. You don't learn that which is possible from that which is impossible. You don't learn from that which has flexibility from that which is limited. You're not going to learn Efsher, other service vessels, even if you say Ikashir Bakli, I'm still not going to learn other service vessels from the flute, which is by its very nature is limited and cannot be made of other metals. It can be made only of wood. So on these points there's agreement. The question then is, what about the Kli Shores source? V'hacha b'meilaf menorah b'kloli prote b'ribu muti komifligi. Here, the Kli Shores source is there, the argument here has to do with something totally unrelated to the discussion of Iker Shira b'peh, Iker Shira b'kli, totally unrelated. What is the argument concerning the Kli Shores? The question is, how do I look at the menorah, which was clearly one of the main Kli Shores in the Beis HaMikdash, one of the main vessels, service vessels in the Beis HaMikdash? What is the law of the Torah regarding the materials for making of the menorah? Now, we know that the menorah, we'll call it the famous menorah, was made of a solid piece of gold. That's the way it was in the time of the Mishkan when Moshe Rabbeinu made it. The question we are dealing with is what are the possibilities, what are the alternative possibilities with regard to the making of the menorah? So it's going to answer that question, what are the material possibilities in the making of the menorah? It depends how you darshan psukim. There's one approach to psukim called klal pratu klal, and the other approach is called ribui miut v'ribui. if you take the klal prat uklal approach, the end result is going to be a more limited range of possibilities than one who takes the ribui mute v'ribui approach. Maybe a word concerning these concepts, klal prat uklal versus ribui umiut v'ribui. I don't know how much a translation will help, but klal prat uklal, the literal translation is more or less like klal is a general category, prat is a specific example, and klal is again a general. So the structure, the pasuk structure, and the Gemara will spell it out in words when it comes to the menorah, but it's general, specific, general. Ribui miut v'ribui, which we said is a mechanism of biblical understanding analysis, is ribui means something that's inclusive, miut something that's a limitation, and followed again by an expression that is inclusive. And we said that, and this is important for our discussion, that the net result of klal prat uklal will be more limited than the net result of a ribui miut v'ribui. So far it's a little abstract, so let's now try to make it more meaningful by looking into the Gemara. So we're at the, we'll call it, third stage of analysis of the Tanaic source concerning the klishori service vessels made of wood, Tanaic controversy. And we said that the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda concerns how to darshan it. So we, in looking at the Gemara again, the last diamond, we said Rebbe Dorish Kloli Uproti, Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda Dorish Ribui Miuti. Rebbe Dorish Kloli Uproti, what does that mean? And don't be tricked here, you see only two words, Kloli Uproti, really it's Klal Pratu Klal. So what, how does this figure in terms of the words? So you see then on this line and the next line you have some phrases in quotation marks. These are words from the Pasuk. So before we read the Gemara straight, just look at the quotation marks. There it says, V'yalsisa menorah zov tor mikshotasa menorah. The command is to make a candelabra for the Beis HaMikdash. And of what material? Well, it's not specified. And then it says, Zohav Tohar, pure gold, that is specified. And it goes on to say, Mikshat Asa Menorah, out of a single block you shall make the menorah. It doesn't tell you again what material. So what do we have? In looking at the Gemara, V'yasisa Menorah, Klal. Klal means a general list of materials, because it doesn't specify. Zohav Tor, that equals Prat. Here the Torah does specify pure gold. Mikshotasa menorah, again, the Pasuk goes on to say, make a menorah out of a single block. Chazav Kolal. Here again, it's general. So the structure of the Pasuk is Klal uprat uklal. That's the structure is general, specific, and then general. What is the rule concerning how to view this? I atodon elo keina prat. You have a right to expand beyond the specific example. In other words, we're not limited to pure gold. However, your inclusion has to retain a property of the specific example. So we're going to expand beyond pure gold, but at the same time not going overboard and retaining ke'en haprat, an element of the original specific example. And what is that? Maha prat mufurash shel mateches, just like the prat is explicitly a metal. Af kol, so to anything else that you want to include as eligible materials for making the menorah, shel mateches, it has to be metallic. So, at this point, what was Rebbe's opinion before in the source, a little less than halfway down the page, Klishores, Shalson Shalais, Rebbe said, Puzzle. Oh, if it's made of wood, so it's not Ke'ein HaPrat, what we just said here in this discussion. It's not, the wood is excluded because it doesn't have any characteristics similar to the Zohov Tohor Prat specific example in the Menorah Pasuk. And the Menorah being the archetype of Kli Shores must not be made of wood. Now we go on, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda Dorish, Reb Yehuda Muyuti. Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, who sanctioned wood as being suitable as well, how does he come to that conclusion? Because he looks at the same pasuk with regard to the menorah, but using a different mechanism. The mechanism is ribui umiuti. Viosiso menorah equals riba. That's inclusive. How far? Whoa! You conclude anything. Zohav tar miet. The Zohav tar expression, pure gold, reduces, it limits a bit. Mikshotasa menorah chazav riba. But again, the pasuk goes on to be inclusive. What's the structure of this? According to Rabbi Yossi Buda, Riba Umiyeh V'Riba. Riba HaKol. We're including everything. My Ravi? Ravi call me. We're including all materials, including wood. My Miyeh, so what is excluded? Miyeh Shel Cheres. The only material that's excluded is clay. Do not make a clay candelabra for the base HaMikdash. But as you can see, following this method or formula called Riboy Miut Riba, we end up including wood. Following the formula of Klal Pratu Klal, we end up excluding wood. These principles, if this is the first time you're hearing them, you should be aware they are based on an oral tradition. It's not something that you nor I could make up just by looking at psukim randomly and deciphering them using different methods. This is an oral tradition, and we, as faithful to the tradition, accept these as they are. There is a lengthy description in Rashi of how he deals with the fine points of this, how each element works. But for our purposes, we've presented the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe of Yehuda based on Klal Prat Riba Miut in a sufficient fashion for our purposes. Omar Rav Popa. We continue at the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph Ketanoi. The issue of Ikur Shiru B'Peh or B'Kli, Rav Popa claims, is a Machloikes Tanoim. If you look at the simple structure of the Gemara, we have a long point, because Rav Popa wants to set it up as a Machloikes Tanoim. Ikur Shiru B'Peh versus Ikur Shiru B'Kli. However, the Gemara will reject this. You see a Dalet encircled a little later. That's a Dechia, long rejection. So we'll be involved for this first third or quarter of the page dealing with an attempt to make the issue of Ikur Shiru B'Peh or B'Kli a Machlokes Tanoim, and then we're going to change that. On the side of the Gemara, under our Nosei, our topic heading, we call this Hemshech, a continuation. Nisyonu shel Rav Popa loymar d'asheiloi, mikur shiru b'peh o b'kli, have a machlokes tanoim. The attempt of Rav Popa to say that the question of whether ikur shiru b'peh or is b'kli, that this is a machlokes tanoim. So where does he see this? We continue on the top line, and we have a Tanaic source, but it's a quote in the middle of things. So let's just mention that the background for this is we're dealing with those who were holding and playing musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of sacrificial offering. Who were those that were holding the instruments? In this source, you will see three opinions. So one, Avdei Kohanim Hoyu. They were slaves. They were slaves that were owned by Kohanim. Reb Yossi Omer Mishpachas, these are names, Beis Hapgorim, Umishpachas Beis Tzifrayo. These are names of families, the Beis HaPagorim family, the Beis HaTzifraya family. Umei Amum Hoyu. This Amum is the name of a place. They were from Amum. Shehoyu Masiyin Lekuna. They were families with a pure line of pedigree or heritage. No problems in terms of, let's say, questionable Judaic origins to each one of these families, and hence they were able to marry Kohanim. It may be pointed out, if you learn the last perek of Kiddushin, you'll see that not only the last, but even more than just the last perek of Kiddushin, you'll see that the standards for the Kohanim, who they can marry, are higher, we'll say, than the general public. For example, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a convert. There are other examples, but when you tell me that these families, the children of these families, could marry into the priesthood, into the kahuna, you are telling me that there is no question about their family purity. Rabbi Chanino ben Antignus Omer, Levim Hoyu. The instrumentalists were from the tribe of Levi. My laf behol komifligi. So, is it not that the following is the basis of the Taneh controversy here? The ma demar vodim hoyu, the one that says that the instrumentalists were slaves. Kosovar, he's of the opinion, ikur shiro bepeh, that the mainstay of song was the vocal. And the instrumentalists were just a side attraction and a mere accompaniment. So they weren't central to the sacrificial service. They didn't have to be of pure Judaic descent. They could be slaves. Uman de Omar Levim Hoyu, Kosovar Ikur Shirobikli, and the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus says they must be Levim. They must be from the tribe of Levi. That shows us that the Ikur Shira, the main aspect of song, was the instrumental aspect. And being that the case, only Levim would be acceptable. Well, if you were to stop here, so then the issue of Ikur Shira B'Kli, Ikur Shira B'Peh, would be a Machlokes Tanoim. However, the Gemara doesn't stop here. V'tisbra, and explain yourself. Reb Yossi Maiko Savar, in your explanation, in Rav Papa's explanation till now, he didn't account for the middle opinion. Reb Yossi, what does Reb Yossi hold? Iko Savar Iko Shira B'Peh, if the vocal is the mainstay, so then Afilu Avodem Nami, then even Avodem would be acceptable for the instrumental aspect. E kosavar ikushira bekli, if the mainstay is the vocal, then levium in is, excuse me, if the mainstay is the instrumental, levium in Yisraelim, no, then only levium would be acceptable, because the levium are charged with shira. They are charged, we didn't mention this earlier, but the Levim are the ones that are charged with, that's their role, is Shira. So if the Iker, if the mainstay of Shira is the instrumental aspect, so it has to be Levim and Yisraelim, no. And not like Reb Yossi accepts Yisraelim. Yisraelim are not Levim, they're from the general population of Yisraelim. Ela, de kule alma, Iker Shira bepeh. As far as this Tanaic source is concerned, they are in agreement that the mainstay of song is the vocal aspect. Hence, what Rav Papa was trying to do is negated. Rav Papa tried to say that the issue of Ikur Shira was a machlokes. No, everyone agrees it's vocal. Ubaha komiflegi. And the following is the source of controversy. The mor sovar hochihave maisa, mor sovar hochihave maisa. The argument is what actually took place. Lamai nafkamina, for our purposes, what halachic difference does it make what took place? There is halachic nafkamina. There's a halachic application of what took place. Lemalin miduchan liyuchsin ulamaiser komifligi. Can I come to conclusions? That's a paraphrase. Malin literally means to raise up from, but for our purposes it means, can I come to conclusions from that which I saw on the Duchan? The Duchan is the platform on which the instrumentalists were located. Can I come to conclusions from that for two areas of halacha? Aleph, liyuchasin, family pedigree, and family purity, versus and meiser, and to deliver, to distribute the meiser rishon, the Levite tithe, the tithe given from one's produce to the Levium. Can I come to conclusions regarding these topics, regarding the people I see on the Duchan? That's the komifli. That's the point of controversy in this source. Man diomar avodim hoyu, Rabbi Meir, who said that the instrumentalists were slaves or could have been slaves. Kosover, he's of the opinion, ein malin miduchan liyuchasin velo lemaiser. What you see on the platform, whom you see on the platform, is not going to be the basis of concluding anything regarding whom they can marry and regarding their receiving the Levi tithe. Because as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, slaves would have been capable of or eligible for playing the instruments. And slaves is a category unto themselves. They're not considered full-fledged Jews, nor are they considered Gentiles. They are a category unto themselves, slaves. And slaves are not allowed to marry Jews. So Yuchasin, for family purity, marriage purposes, you can't conclude anything regarding whom you see on the platform. They may very well have been slaves. And you can't conclude anything regarding Meisers. An Eved doesn't get Meiser. Uman Yomer Yisrael Hoyu, Reb Yossi, who says that the people on the platform were Yisraelim of a fewer family pedigree, Hoyu, that Kosovar, he, Rabbi Yosef, of the opinion, Malin Miduchan Liyuchsin Avalola Meiser. If you see someone on that Duchan, they can marry the finest pure family heritage families of the Jewish people. They are Miyuchas, that the word Yuchasin or Miyuchas has to do with pure family background as far as the laws of marriage are concerned. But Avalola Meiser, you can't conclude that the person you see on the platform is eligible in receiving the Levite tithe. Uman Yomer Levim Hoyu, according to Rabbi Chanan Atinus, that they were Levim. Kosavar, he holds you can conclude both topics regarding the people you see on the platform. Malin Miduchan Bein Liyuchsin Bein LeMeiser, as purebred Levim, they're eligible to marry anyone from the Jewish people, and they are also eligible in receiving the Meiser tithe because they are only Levium and not someone else. Now, thanks to the markings, we know that this is not a continuation of the discussion concerning the people on the platform that we started at the top of the Omid. This is a throwback, and Rashi was careful to point that out. This is a throwback to the vague flute source. We saw two opinions regarding that source back on the upper part of Nun Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yossi Rita says the flute is Doche Shabbos, and the Chachamim said it's not Doche even Yom Tov. What flute are they arguing about? So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba says, Machloikes Bashir Shel Shoeva. The Machlokas Tanoim regards the flute playing during the water libations. The Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Simcha Yisera Nami Doicha Es HaShabbos. We said that the water libation itself takes place on Shabbos, so play the music along with it, even though it's Shabbos. For Abonan Savri, Simcha Yisera Eino Doicha Es HaShabbos. The Simcha Yisera, the added joy that is produced by the music, that is not sufficient a reason for superseding Shabbos. Avol b'shir shel korban divrei hakol avodahi v'doiches haShabbos. However, with regard to the shir of the korban, song accompanying sacrificial offerings, everyone holds that the music is an essential, the instrumental. The flute playing is an essential part of the sacrificial service, and since it's an essential part, it's an avoda, the doichas Shabbos, it supersedes Shabbos, no different than slaughtering and burning sacrifices. Meisve. Now, here the Gemara doesn't say, it says Meisve, says, now we ask a question. It's always important to know who the question is directed against. And we'll tell you at the outset, and we wrote it in between the lines. It's a question that goes back on Rav Yosef's approach. What did Rav Yosef say? He said concerning the Korban, there was a machloikis whether it's Doiches Shabbos. Concerning Shoeva, unanimous, not Doiches Shabbos. So it's important to remember Rav Yosef's position. Shir shel Shoeva de Vrekol, Simchi Veino Doiches Shabbos, everyone agrees in Rav Yosef's mindset, all the Tanoim agree, it's not Doiches Shabbos. When we speak about the Tanoim, we can be even more specific, Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, and the Chachamim. Well, we have a surprise. There is a source featuring Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, and the Chachamim, you see it right now, their names are underlined. You're going to see in this source that Shir Shel Shoeva, whether it's Doiches Shabbos or not, is itself a machloikis. It's not unanimous that it's not Doiches, like Rav Yosef. So this will be a challenge to Rav Yosef. Meisvei, Shir Shel Shoeva, Doiches Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The music for the instrumental music for the Shoeva, for the drawing of the water, for the water libations, is Doiches Shabbos. Technically, maybe there was no water drawing on Shabbos, but there was music playing surrounding the water libations. So Rabbi Yosef says it is Doiches Shabbos. That's against the Amora Rav Yosef that said everyone agrees it's not Doiches. It doesn't supersede. The Chachamim Omrim, Af Yom Tov, Eino Doiches. The Chachamim, they will tell you that the Shir Shel Shoeva, the music concerning the water libations does not supersede even Yom Tov. Anyway, Tufta de Rav Yosef, is this not a refutation of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef having said, I know we're sounding a little repetitious, but Rav Yosef having said that with regard to Shir Shel Shoeva, unanimous, not Doiches, here you have a Tanaic source indicating it is a controversy. Tufta, so this is a refutation of Rav Yosef. We continue with another question. Now, what else did Rav Yosef say? Rav Yosef said that Shoeva, unanimous, not Doiches, Korban Shira, Machlokes. What do we see over here? We see here that regarding the Shoeva, it was a Machlokes. Does that not leave room to suggest that regarding the Korban there would be no machlokas, and that everyone would say the Shir Shel Korban is Doiches? Now what did Rav Yosef say about Shir Shel Korban? He said that was a controversy. We're going to draw an inference right now that Korban Shir is not a controversy. That too will then be against Rav Yosef. Now in the Gemara, Lema b'shir shel shoeva hu depligi. Shall we say that it's only regarding the shoeva shir that you see a machlokes? Avo b'shir shel korban divrei hakol doiches es haShabbos. That with regard to the shir of sacrifice, everyone will agree that it does supersede Shabbos, and that too is not, that too is against Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that by the Korban Shira, it's a machlokes. Leimoteve tufto de Rav Yosef betarti. Shall we say that this source represents a refutation of Rav Yosef on those two points, Shir Shel Shoeva and the Shir Shel Korban? Omar loch Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is not going to give in on this point. He says, Pligi b'shir shel shoeva. They, in fact, do argue. I must concede. They argue regarding the shir shel shoeva. That was proven. V'hu adin l'korban. And the controversy continues into the shir shel korban. The ha de kamiflegi b'shir shel shoeva, that which the source presents the machlokas regarding the shir shel shoeva, lehodiach hakoychei to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, to show us how far in his leniency, how far Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda goes, the afilu de shoeva nami dochi, even the song, the music playing regarding the shoev, which is merely simcha yaseira, it's there simply to add. It's subsidiary. It's simply coming to add to the general festivities. Even so, it is doche, supersede Shabbos. But Rav Yosef's point is that the machlokes will continue not only by the Shir Shel Shoeva, but also by the Shir Shel Korban. And the only reason they featured the machlokas concerning the Shir Shel Shoeva wasn't to infer that there would be agreement by the Shir Shel Korban, but it was only to bring out how far Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda goes regarding his leniency on Shir Shel Shoeva. The Gemara asks, V'ha Katani, but do we not have the following source? It says, Zehu, and the word Zehu is dashed underlined, it's a limitation expression. Zehu cholil shel beis ha-shoeva she'enoi doiche loy es ha-shabes velo es ha-yom tov. No names in this source, but a clear stance is taken. It's telling us that the shir shel shoeva, the cholil, the music, the instrumental music of the beis ha-shoeva does not doiche Shabbos in yom tov. It also says in this source that only the Shir Shel Shoeva is not Doicha. That's a limitation, indicating there's another situation of Cholil that will supersede Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara focuses on this limitation. It says, Zehu Deino Doche, meaning the Shoeva Shir is not Doche, Avol de Korban Doche, but sacrificial instrumentalization will supersede money. Who is the author of this source? E Nema Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, if you were to attach his name to this, it's simply not true. He says that the Shir Shel Shoeva as well is Doche. And this source says Shir Shel Shoeva is not Doche. Elolav Rabbonon. So rather, this source is in accordance with the Rabbonon. So what is the Rabbonon Shita now? Read the source again with the inference. So the source is telling us Shoeva alone is not Doche, but Korban, according to the Rabbonon, is Doche. As far as Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, Shir Shel Korban, certainly Doche Shabbos. According to the Rabbanon, also Shir Shel Korban Doche Shabbos. What did Rav Yosef try to say before? He tried to say no, that regarding the Shir Shel Korban, the Rabbanon will continue on their stance, just like Shir Shel is not Doche, Shir Shel Korban is not Doche. What are we saying right now, according to the Rabbanon? That the Shir Shel Korban is Doche, along with Rav Yosef Yehuda, unanimous. Shir Shel Korban is Doche. Utyufto de Rav Yosef Betarti. Is this then, in fact, a refutation of Rav Yosef on two scores? Not only regarding what he said by the Shir Shel Shoeva, which already proved he was refuted, but also regarding the Shir Shel Korban, he's being refuted. Tyufto. This, in fact, is a refutation of Rav Yosef on both points. So when you go back to your original Rav Yosef, and use the markings. So we're going back to the triangle back on the upper part of Nun Amud Beis. The markings. You have double underlines. Machlokes. What did he say? There was a machlokes concerning the Shir Shel Korban. Are you going to agree with that now? No. We just said that regarding the Shir Shel Korban, everyone agrees it's Doche. What else did he say? He said, the Shir Shel Shoeva Divrei HaKol, it's not Doche. We can't say that. Regarding the Shir Shel Shoeva, we saw the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda will tell you, it is Doche. So on the two points that Rabbi Yosef made originally, he is refuted. We continue now in the Gemara, And on the side, we have a nosei, called as hemshech, because it's certainly a continuation of the topics we've been dealing with. And the mivneh, the structural note, you see a house form, my taima. What is the reason? And these are hamakoros me'ap mipsukim ladeos de liel. These are sources from psukim for the opinions we saw expressed earlier. The ikir shira is either bekli or bepeh. Of course, these ideas came up earlier, as far as who holds what lamaskona, that might not be so easy to claim right now, but it is clear that these were opinions expressed. So what would the basis of such an opinion be? He who says ikushira bekli. So let's read this in the Gemara. My time o demandomer ikushira bekli. What would the basis of such an opinion be? Tichtiv. There is a pasuk that says vayomer chizkiyahu lahalois ha'oilo lamizbech ubeis hechel ha'oilo hechel shir Hashem v'chatzotzros ve'al yidei klei David melech Yisrael. The pasuk mentions the offering of the oila, the korban, and when the oila was being offered, it says they started the shir al yedei klei David melech Yisrael. The klei are vessels. Through the vessels, there's instruments. Now my time of demand omer ikur shir bepeh, that the mainstay of shira is the vocal. Dichtiv. Vayhi ke'echod l'mechatzrim u'mishurim l'ashmiya koil echod. Now, it's very important that the word mechatzrim is a, truth be told, it's a trumpet or a horn, but it is not classified as one of the musical instruments. So, for our purposes, just have to pretend, or just that's something not worth emphasizing whatsoever. What is said in the says Mishorim, the songsters started making their sounds. They lashmir kol echad, say music in unison. No musical instruments are mentioned in this pasuk. V'idach nami hoksi vayomer chizkia. The manda omar that says ikur shira bepeh, what does he do with the pasuk that we saw with Chizkiyahu, in which we got the impression ikur shira bekli? He will explain hochi ko'omar. Thusly, you are to understand the psukim. Hechel shir Hashem bepeh al yedei klei David melech Yisrael livesumi kola. So the pasuk mentioned they hechel shir Hashem. They started the shir Hashem that was bepeh. The shir was vocal, and the continuation of the pasuk said al yedei klei David Melch Yisrael, through the along with the instruments that were the instruments of King David, that were levesume kola. The instruments were there simply to sweeten the vocal. Again, according to the Ikur Shira Bepeh, he successfully, to his liking, explained away the Chizkiyo pasuk. The idach nami hok. See if the other opinion that said ikur shira bekli, does it not say vayhi keecha the mechatzrim u'mishoyrim? And from that pasuk we got the impression that the ikur of shira is vocal. So he'll tell you hachi komar mishoyrim dumio de mechatzrim. The mishoyrim that is referred to in the pasuk, and the word mishorim has its root shira, those mishorim are like mechatzrim. Ma mechatzrim bekli, just like the mechatzrim were vessels. We mentioned before they were horns. We did say they were not musical instruments, but so be it. They nevertheless were vessels. They weren't vocal. So just like the mechatzrim in the pasuk are vessels, af mishorim bekli, so too those responsible for song were through their instruments. Hence, this opinion of Ikur Shira Bekli justifies or explains away the other pasuk to his liking as well. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.